This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. It has kind of slid by in the crush of other news out there, but Sunday is September 1st. No, that is not the news. The news is that September 1st is when the president's next round of tariffs on Chinese imports kicks in. The list runs 122 pages from live purebred breeding horses at the top of page 1 to antiques of an age exceeding 100 years at the bottom of page 122. Obviously, we can't cover them all. The program's only half an hour. But we are going to sprinkle some tariff schedule knowledge and context throughout the program today, starting with Harmonized Tariff Schedule subheading 8481.90.50.
Parts of hand-operated and check appliances for pipes, boiler shells, tanks, vats, or the like, other than of copper or iron or steel. Ballasts for discharge lamps or tubes. Nickel-cadmium storage batteries, other than of a kind used as the primary source of power for electric vehicles. Lithium-ion batteries.
The iPhone that I'm using right now has a lithium-ion battery in it.
That's Kelly Speaks Blackman. She's the CEO of the Energy Storage Association.
The imports from China of lithium-ion batteries are approximately 40%. China is the primary supplier of lithium-ion batteries.
Used in phones, yes, laptops and MP3 players, but also
the electric vehicle industry, which has really been growing in demand and a growing sector in our economy today, is a demand source for lithium-ion batteries.
15% extra for all those batteries come Sunday. There is all kinds of stuff on this tariff list that kicks in on Sunday. Electrothermic hand-drying apparatuses, whatever those are, somebody help me out. Ginger, neither crushed nor ground. Grand pianos. Also,
human hair, dressed, thinned, bleached, or otherwise worked for use in making wigs and the like.
China, it turns out, is one of the world's biggest exporters of human hair. So should you be in need of a wig or extensions, 15% extra come Sunday. Related and also on the list, badger hair used to make brushes. So, unrecorded magnetic media, machinery for preparing, tanning, or working hides, skins, or leather, egg albumin other than dried. I could go on. I mean, it is 122 pages.
Fishing casts or leaders, artificial baits and flies, traveling circuses and traveling menageries, parts and accessories thereof. Merry-go-rounds, boat swings, shooting galleries and other fairground amusements, travelling theatres, parts and accessories thereof.
My name is Dennis Spiegel, President of International Theme Park Services, Inc.
The good people at International Theme Park Services, Inc. consult internationally on the leisure industry.
The fair business, the carnival business, the travelling amusement business, permanent facilities of a smaller variety, the mom-and-pop type of parks, those would all be candidates for this type of equipment.
Mr. Spiegel says, although imports of merry-go-rounds from China are, relatively speaking, small, a tariff is a tariff.
If you're buying a merry-go-round that, say, is $100,000, this increases the price, the base price, to $115,000.
And if you're packing and shipping and installing one of those things, it adds up.
So that additional 15% could be a deal killer.
You want to talk tariffs on Chinese imports, and of course we do because we are. You got to talk textiles. China is a huge source for American textile makers and retailers.
Men's or boys' overcoats, car coats, capes, cloaks, anoraks, windbreakers, and similar articles, knitted or crocheted, of cotton. Men's or boys' overcoats, car coats, capes, cloaks, windbreakers, and similar articles, knitted or crocheted, of man-made fibers, nasui.
One of the major products on the tariff list that goes into effect on September 1st are coats, and we're looking at cotton coats, man-made fiber coats, raincoats, any type of outerwear that you're buying for kids for back to school.
Julie Hughes is the president of the U.S. Fashion Industry Association. In just the last 12 months, Julie said, Americans imported more than 300 million coats from China.
So, you know, if you look at your ski jacket or your rain jacket, there's a lot of features, right? There might be pocketing, there might be special treatments, there might be linings. And most of that production ended up focusing on China because they had the fabric availability and they had the skilled workers in the factories making those garments.
Important to note here that imports of textiles from China have been tariffed for a long, long time already.
For some of these products, like a rain slicker, you might have a tariff as high as 32% in the tariff schedule. So you're adding 15% duties on top of that. That's a big hit. But, you know, prices are going up. I think that's the thing for consumers to watch out for.
You want a good story of American outerwear retailers dealing with existing Chinese tariffs? If I could do a little shameless self-promotion here, go to marketplace.org, search on Columbia Sportswear. Trust me, it's totally fascinating. All right, so Sunday, as I said a couple of minutes ago, is the latest trade war turning point. President Trump's next round of tariffs on Chinese imports kicks in 15% on a 122-page long list of items, including
original sculptures and statuary in any material, postage or revenue stamps, stamp postmarks, first day covers, postal stationery and the like, used or unused, other than heading 4907. Collections and collector's pieces of zoological, botanical, mineralogical, anatomical, historical, archaeological, etc. interest. Antiques of an age exceeding 100 years.
People collect a lot of things, and one of the things people collect is certainly antiques, and amongst those, they certainly collect Chinese antiques, maybe more of your grandma's generation, but people, you know, liked fancy china in the past.
Peter Tomp is a lawyer, also the executive director of the Global Heritage Alliance. You ask him, importers aren't going to want to pay 15% up front to consign something from China that they want to sell here.
I think it's going to be a real drag on the ability of antiquities dealers to get consignments from abroad.
There's a technicality with Chinese antiques as well, Tomp says, because most of the Chinese antiques that we collect here don't come directly from China because China has put export controls on a lot of them.
So a lot of the material that we actually collect here in the United States comes from places like Britain or Japan, where it's also widely collected. So it's still, the tariff is still going to be collected on it because the country of origin is China, but the material has been out of China for, you know, decades in most instances.
Which means, Tomp says, there's really no net effect on China from these tariffs, all of which is to say, if you're going antiquing this weekend, go Saturday, not Sunday. Back to the harmonized tariff schedule we go. The list of things the Trump administration is going to slap 15% import taxes on starting Sunday at 12:01 a.m. That list includes bovine carcasses and halves, fresh or chilled, milk protein concentrates, safety pins and thumbtacks, also
fish hooks, snelled, fish hooks, not snelled, fishing reels valued over $8.45 each. Parts and accessories for fishing reels, fishing line put up and packaged for retail sale, fishing casts or leaders, sailboards, parts and accessories for sailboards, water skis, surfboards and other water sport equipment other than sailboards, and parts and accessories thereof.
So it's going to get a little bit pricier to spend a day on the water.
We rely on a global supply chain, and it's definitely impacted the boating industry.
That's Nicole Vassalera. She's from the National Marine Manufacturers Association.
Much of the fishing equipment is imported from China.
And here's the real question then for this whole tariff thing that President Trump's got going on.
Every manufacturer is going to have to make their choice and make a decision of whether that's going to be passed directly on to the consumer. But understanding that there's only so much time and money out there.
A quick shout out one more time to the voice of the harmonized tariff schedule the past couple of days for us, our foreign editor, John Buckley.